So today is July 23rd, 2014, and we are going to do lesson number 425, Line on the Heels. So we're just continuing with this series of working with your feet, your hips, your legs, so forth. So go ahead and line your back. If you have socks on, it's gym, right?
Yep.
Go ahead, take your socks off. You'll need those off. Oh, that's you too, Sandy. And as we always begin, lying on your back, taking a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor today. What kind of contact that you're making with the floor. How you sense your shoulder blades resting. How you sense your mid-back, your lower back, your pelvis, right? And obviously sensing your legs, including your feet. And sometimes that means you don't really sense much right now. I mean, you know they're down there, right? But they might be just feeling not much sensation at all, and you can observe through the lesson if that changes. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough to really sense the quality of rolling your head without straining. Good. And then as you bring your head back to the center, just take a moment to observe and notice your breath and your breathing. So just how are you breathing right now as you're lying there on your back on the floor? And then how we've been starting is by bending your right knee, bringing your right foot to a standing position. So we're going to continue just starting with this every time. Pushing that right foot into the floor to start rolling yourself to the left. Remember, the knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. So you roll the pelvis. That's it. That's nice, Jim. Yeah. And then come back. So remember, there's no lifting, right? The right side of the pelvis lifts because it rolls, right? And you just lightly press the right foot into the floor to keep that knee balanced. Good. So this is really helping your pelvis understand that it can move separately from your hip, right? From your leg. That's what you're doing right now. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, let's pause. Change over the legs. So now you'll bring the left up, straighten your right. And let's just do the left side a few times just to sense, is there a difference between the two sides? Is one side feel easier or more fluid? Or one side feels more challenged? Or you have less contact with that foot? Do you find yourself holding your breath a little bit? Good. Okay. Come back to bringing the right leg to stand. Go ahead and straighten the left. Okay. Actually, let's keep both knees bent. There we go. Okay. So the next movement we've been doing is taking the right foot now, and you're going to slide it behind the left heel. So I call it bringing the foot into the gap. Beautiful, Jim. And that's right, your right knee starts to open up. Okay? So in this position, let's go ahead and using the left foot, push the left foot into the floor, roll the pelvis to the right, and see if that right thigh can open up a little bit more. And you know, you have permission to move the left foot around a little bit, like, so make sure it's in a good standing position, not the right foot, the left, you know. So once you slide the right foot through the gap, be comfortable standing on that left foot, right? Sometimes you have to shift things around a little bit. Okay, so it's like a game, or I don't like to use the word trick, but it kind of is, but let's say it's a game. Okay, you're gonna play a game with yourself right now. So the game is that as you roll to the right, you allow that right thigh to come all the way to the floor as much as you can. And then you mentally say to yourself, the thigh can stay there, but I'm just gonna bring my pelvis back to the starting place. So how can you keep the right thigh over there and let the pelvis come back? Just see how that's possible. Because it's possible. Your brain just needs to tell your body that that can happen. That's it. Good. Right? And like Sandy's doing a really, really incredible job, which is the slower that you go, the more willing your brain and body is to accept that idea, right? Because you're showing your body something new. So the slower that you introduce that, the more that right thigh will really stay down. And it'll surprise both you, your brain, and your body. Good. Now, as best as possible, having the pelvis now back on the floor, right? And the right thigh as close to the ground as possible. You're gonna reach down with your left hand to get a hold of those right toes. You're gonna pull the heel underneath your left butt, right? As much as you can. Excellent. Now, with the left leg, you're gonna go ahead and just straighten the left leg. See what that's like. So this is the new thing we're gonna add. Okay, so you're gonna continue to hold onto your right foot, the top of the foot. You're opening that foot, right? So the heel, the sole of the foot is kind of turning up towards your buttocks. And in time, your buttocks will fit into the bottom of your heel. The left leg is long, and somewhat the right leg if possible. Now in this position, can you just gently roll your pelvis a little right and left? Just the pelvis, keep everything the same. That's okay, Jimmy, I take a rest. And that's good enough right there, Jimmy, yeah, don't overdo it. Yeah, just let that be, yeah. And then roll the pelvis right and left. So just think, you're gonna roll the pelvis a little bit right and left. Can you breathe? I think some of you stopped breathing a moment ago. Beautiful. Okay, bend the left leg again, bring it up to standing, let go of the right leg, straighten things out, and go ahead and rest on your back. And just notice what just happened inside the right hip joint. Right? How does that right leg feel really different now? Something's different in there. And even if you are unable to maybe have an articulation about what's different, the key thing is that you feel something's different, right? Sensorially, you're going, wow, this is different. There's more space in there. My right leg wants to turn out more. My buttocks is flatter. My lower back is flatter. Wow, what happened there? Because I'm sensing something different. So with this work, it's so important that you learn to sense first. I don't care if it doesn't make sense or you don't know how to put a language to it or conversation. What is key is that you can feel. Okay, so we're gonna bend the knees again, bring them both up to standing. This time you're gonna introduce the left foot behind the right heel. So you slide it into the gap. That's it. The first part of the movement, once you do that, is to reposition that right foot. So you don't grab for it yet, Caroline, yeah. Just reposition the right foot so it becomes a good standing leg. Notice how much the left thigh is away from the floor, right? Just be aware. And then you're gonna push the right foot into the floor, right, to assist the left thigh to come closer to the floor, and then you're gonna start to introduce your game, right? And go really slow, right? So can you keep the left thigh there and really, really slowly start to bring the pelvis back to the right? But you gotta go really slow because you're mentally teaching your body that something can let go and open up in your hip that maybe hasn't been there before. And like this movement in itself is one of the most powerful movements. Because then all of a sudden your brain and body gets that something is possible that it didn't realize before. Excellent. Now you'll slowly then bring the pelvis down. You're gonna reach down with your right hand to get the left foot, and you're gonna start to pull it up towards your buttocks. It's okay if it doesn't get there yet. Probably by the end of the lesson or within the next two lessons, these heels are gonna be under your butt. So gently pull it up, don't strain, and then you're gonna lengthen the right leg so it's long. And then can you roll the pelvis a little bit right to left, right? So in time, the pelvis would be flat, right? Right now it's lifted up a little bit. You just roll it gently right and left. Excellent, you guys. Okay. Now we're going to add one little piece on here. You're going to pause. You're going to bring that right foot back up to standing. Now, keep the, there you go. So the right foot standing. And now bring the left foot standing. So both feet are standing. Straighten your right leg. And now bring the left ankle on top of your right thigh and reach down with the right hand to get the foot again. So we're gonna alternate from it being on top versus underneath, that's it. So can you start to let that left knee open up and just feel how this is a little different, right? How is this different when it's under versus on top? So just feel that, and if you're not sure, let that go. Let's bend the knees again, and let's bring it underneath. There you go. You can just even slightly bend it. That's it. And then straighten the right leg. Just see, is that a little easier now? Did being on top make it more comfortable underneath? Good. Bend the knees again, and let's try the other side. Okay? So you'll straighten the left leg, and you'll bring the right ankle to being on top. You can reach down to get a hold of it and see about letting that right knee and thigh open up. Just feel what that's like. And then you're going to bend the left knee and slide it behind and reach forward underneath. Right? That's easier. Do you understand? And then straighten your leg. The left leg's long. So why is it easier when it's closer to the floor? Or maybe not. Okay, let it go, straighten your legs and rest. So I'll explain it. Okay. When the leg is slid underneath, so let's say bend your right knee a little bit and slide the left foot underneath. Okay, and then lengthen the right leg again. There you go. So when you're like this, do you understand the left leg is closest to the floor? So there's not as far of a drop. Does that make sense to everyone? Right? The floor's closer. Yes? Okay. Slide the left leg out, just slide it out and put it on top. Now there's a bigger difference. Now, if for some of you this feels easier, the question to ask yourself is, what are you doing in your back? This is important for you because of your back. So if you're arching your back more when the leg is on top, what's really doing the movement? The back instead of the hip. So that's why we had you roll your pelvis left and right, because you really want to keep your back closer to the ground. You don't want to have that bigger arch occur. So then the knee's going to lift up a little bit, right? See, these are the things that, right, to learn in here. Slide the leg back underneath, right? So then when the leg's underneath, do you see how it doesn't involve the lower back as much? Feel that? It's subtle. But subtle's everything.
So what's this?
IT band, the hip flexor. Oh, no, the hip flexor, not the IT band, excuse me. IT. No, hip flexor, not the IT band, sorry. Okay, slide it out, straighten and rest for a minute. So legs are long and rest. Right, so when you're doing any of the movements in here, right, I guide you verbally. Another thing that should be going off in your brain once you're doing the movement is thinking in the background, what else is going on? Am I engaging my back? Am I clenching my jaw? Am I holding my breath? Right, am I truly doing the movement that she's asking? Or do I draw in other places, you know, we use that word to compensate, because we fully don't have the clarity about the movement. Does that make sense to everyone? So that's kind of, that should be the noise in the background. And it's just important I remind you to be there. Okay, so from here, we're actually going to come up onto your hands and your knees. So just roll over, so your face will be towards the back of the room. It's just easiest to get up on your hands and knees that way. And once you're on your hands and knees, you're going to spread your knees a comfortable distance. And we're going to play with windshield wipers, yes. The lower legs are going to move left and right. And we're going to play with, can you take them, let's say, both to the right and go back a little bit towards sitting. Come up. Take them to the other side. So can you feel that when, let's take them to the right. So when you take the feet to the right, to the left. It's the mirror. It's looking into the mirror. So we, it's a great story about that. Okay, so when you take them, to the left, feel how your right foot, right? Again, you're letting that whole top of the foot open up. So just notice that, right? You're going to come up, and I apologize, we're now going to take them to the right, so the left foot does the same thing. Okay? Now, we're going to try crossing them. Okay, so let's take your left foot and put it on top of the right. So there's going to be some pressure on the top of those feet to sit back. Like every movement, it is not important to sit back. So if you can't, it's okay. Just pause. And go back. Gently let your spine become long. Okay, now let's change over. We'll put the left one on the bottom. And the right one sits on the top. Good. Okay, go ahead and rest on your backs. We'll come back to it in a minute. So isn't that funny? I said the wrong way. Because when you look in the mirror, you know, your brain sees the other way. So I was telling this man yesterday, he took me and a friend out horseback riding. Fabulous place, by the way, you guys. It's out in Heber, out past Camas and Oakley on Weber Road. Absolutely gorgeous and lovely people. But anyways, we were talking about the brain and so forth. So they did this study in England. It was phenomenal with all these people that had strokes. So they took, it's a small mirror. It's like a foot by foot size mirror that they would put on a table in front of them. And they would put the arm that they still could move on the table to move. And why it has to be a small mirror is because they can only watch that arm move in space. So when the eyes and the brain are observing that arm in the brain, it thinks it's the other arm. So the recovery with the arm that was affected by the stroke was like 80% recovery. Nice. Pretty cool, huh? That's how much it's about your brain. Right? And the ones that would go to physical therapy and be like trying to do all this range of motion, nothing would happen. It's a great research paper that they did on it. Okay, so let's roll over again. Let's come back up onto your hands and your knees. And this time, let's start with keeping the tops of your feet flat. So that you're going to introduce going back. So we did this earlier. That's it. Come back up. I know. Let's do that a few times. Notice where you feel it. If it's in the hips, in the tops of the feet. Now tuck the toes under this time and sit back. Excellent. Okay, now with the feet flat, your knees are going to go a little wider. You're only going to do the windshield wiper with the right leg. So that means the right comes in, okay, and you're going to straighten the left leg. That's it. And go back. There you go. It's kind of like going into pigeon. Excellent. Come back forward again onto your knee. And we're going to do that again. So again, just the right foot is pivoted in, and you're going to go back. So can you see how this is similar to what we did on your backside? Right? Does that make sense? We just flipped over. But it feels completely different, doesn't it? And you feel it in totally different places. It's really fascinating. Okay, come back up again. And we'll do it one more time. So slide and walk the hands back. Slide the leg along. Now from here, roll your pelvis right and left. So ideally, we want both hips to be pointing forward. And just roll back and forth. Excellent.
So Sharon, when I've been in other classes, the instructors have told me, you know, I did do this. They're like, I'm going to roll my back that way. So like if I'm in yoga or Pilates or like a different class, this method crosses all disciplines so that I'm not going to hurt myself? Is that
okay? Okay, come back up. And let's take the right windshield wiper out. And let's bring the left windshield wiper in. And then we're going to slide the right leg. So you mean when you come back like this, they're saying by having an arch in your back, you're going to hurt your back?
Well, just not specifically this move, but I've been using it in my other classes, and I've been told.
Come up again?
Don't do that.
You need to tell them to come and talk to me.
Okay.
You just tell them that they have wrong information. Whoever they were instructed by.
Multiple instructors.
And come back up again. And do it one more time. Roll the pelvis left and right. Which side is a little easier? Right? So this is like the position of putting the leg on top, right? So literally, you could, from this position, if you were just to roll over, take your right hand, roll over and place it back, you could come over and bring your leg on top of you, right? Now from here, can you lean back onto your forearms? Excellent. Can you go all the way back? And now let's see where your back is now. Things getting better? Okay, from here, so our right leg is long, we're on our backs. Left ankle, right, is above the right knee. You're now gonna stay in this position, but you're gonna bend the right foot to slide it underneath the left. And then you're gonna lengthen it again. And then you're gonna slide it up underneath, and then lengthen it. There you go. Right? Now, try that. That's it, Caroline. So everybody try it by trying to keep your right knee as close to the floor as possible. Right? So think that, you know, you're scooping. It's just like what we did on our hands and knees. It's like the windshield wiper movement. You're just, that's it, Cheryl. You're just bringing the foot up. Okay, now reach down with your right hand to get the left foot and continue. Right, so pull on the top of that foot and continue. Jim, you're doing great. You're modifying beautifully because you haven't done all of these variations. That's perfect, Jim. Now, would it be possible to reach down and when the left foot or the right foot comes up, reach down with the left hand to get it? Yep. Can you hold on to the legs like that? Now, those of you that can get a hold of, those of you that can't, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Wherever you're at, you're going to maintain that position. And you're going to lift the legs and your butt up towards your chest and back down. But don't try not to lift your head. There you go. Really lift them up so that maybe when the legs are in the air, you can get a hold of that right foot with the left hand. Bring them in. Bring them in. There you go. Yeah. Oh.
Where is it? Oh,
oh, it's right there. Yeah, so some of you, you'll find once the legs are up, good job, yeah. You can get them. Just go careful with yourself. Let's try there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there. That's good enough. But don't hurt yourself. Oh, look at you guys. You're doing so great. Now you can involve the head. So you'll lift your head and lift your knees, so everything folds, and then unfolds. So the more, right, I've talked about this before, a lot of your leg freedom comes from your upper back. So the more you can fold in those upper ribs, you okay, Sandy? That's it. Okay, let it all go and we'll rest.
You okay?
Yeah, my right knee or left knee started to hurt.
I'm happier, by the way. I told Trish, I was like, I hope Sandy's not really upset with me because she saw me at the pool with my toe. It's finally, look at it. It's finally closing up. 2 months. I was just really over the edge that day. Okay, so now let's see. Let's go back over to our hands and knees. So I believe we had the right leg pivoted in. So let's do the left leg. Windshield wiper the left in. Straighten the right. You're going to roll yourself over by lifting your right hand. Roll over. There you are. Then you should be on. It should make sense which way to roll, right? I mean, if you're here, you're going to lift this way. Why would you go the other way? That would be really difficult. Oh, sorry, left hand, God. My right leg. Okay, now you should be on your forearms. Don't listen to me. I'm only the instructor. Don't listen. I'm messing up today. Okay, now can you go all? Well, you know what? Let's just stay here, leaning on the forearms. Is this easier to bring the right leg up underneath? Yep, I know, I'm realizing that. We'll switch it over. Okay. But is this easier? Yes, because you're up on your forearms. Is it easier? Maybe? Okay, let's go back over onto your tummy. Come back up onto your hands and knees. Pivot the right leg in. Lengthen the left. Okay, and then let's see, I guess it doesn't really matter, but let's lift the right arm and roll over. Come over onto your back and let's start leaning on your elbows. Now let's see what it's like to bring the left leg underneath. Right? There you go. Now, go ahead and keep the left leg long. Go all the way down to your back. If you want to reach down at this point with your left hand and get your right foot, and now you're going to bend your left foot underneath and then straighten it and bend it. And when in time you can get a hold of it, great, so that you can then lift both legs up and lower them down. So when the legs come up, you can even see if you can grab higher with the ankles and the feet, right? And then you can start to lower them down. So the thing is, the more that the feet, the ankles, the top of the ankles open, right? And the knees actually come closer together, you guys, so that you can lower the legs down. So if some of you want to turn around and watch me, right? So here's where you started, right? And then you reach down and then you get this foot. See how far the knees are apart? So if I lift them up and I can really, really twist my feet and my ankles, do you see how the knees are now closer together because I've turned the tops of the feet? And you're breathing. You can even play with your toes here, bending them. They should be nice and soft and pliable, just like little baby toes. Okay. Let that go and rest. So let's just start now from the lying position and just think that you're going to bend the right knee so that the right foot, wait. The right foot is just going to slide up underneath the left buttocks, right? And then you'll reach down with the left hand and pull it up underneath. That's it. And then you'll straighten the left leg again. So just play with that and then straighten it again and then bring it under again. Each time you want to pull on the ankle more and more because you want the sole of your right foot to be in your butt. Your butt cheek, your left butt cheek is going to sit on that right foot. Right? So, right in the beginning, the right thigh starts to jet kind of more out to the side, but now you're feeling it starting to point more and more down. You guys feeling that? Because the more you bring the foot up underneath the butt, the thigh comes straight down. So turn that, twist that ankle so your butt cheek is sitting in your right foot. That's it. Now, can you stay there? And then you're going to bend the left knee, bring the left foot on top of the right, reach down with the right hand to get the left foot. And let that's it. And then lift, once you get a hold of it, you'll lift both legs in the air. Once the knees are in the air, pull on the ankles even more. And when you fold down, that's it, Cheryl. When you fold down again, the knees are crossing more. So the knees are closer together. And then you let them move away from you. That's it. Right, just take your time. This is work in progress. Beautiful. You guys are really learning from this series just how to be patient with yourself. Everybody's at a totally different place. And what I love seeing is that you're all just moving a little bit here and there, seeing what's right for you. Super. Okay. Let's let that go and straighten out and rest. I mean, it's kind of amazing to watch how big the variations are. Okay, so we're going to try the left leg now. So remember, you keep the right one fairly straight. You bend the left knee out to the side, so the left foot comes underneath the right buttocks. You reach down for it, and each time you want to pull it more underneath your buttocks, and then you let it go and slide it out again, right? And just notice some of you in the beginning here, you know, do a bigger movement with your pelvis. But in time, you should just be able to slide it up underneath there without having to do such a big movement with the pelvis. But you really want to twist the top of the foot, the ankle. So the sole of your left foot is truly underneath your right buttocks cheek. There you go. Now, continuing to hold on. You're going to bring the right foot on top of the left. Reach down with the left hand and try to get hold of that foot. Lift them up into the air, the legs, while you're holding onto the feet. And once the legs are up a little bit, you're going to see you can get further down on your ankles, right? So you don't change the crossing of the legs at all, just that can you pull more towards the ankle, right? And then you're going to see the knees cross a little closer, and then when you drop them away from you, the knees are closer. They're not so spread apart. And just rock back and forth. It's okay if you can't completely open it up, but I promise you the issues of the hips have to do with the issues of the feet. Breathe. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Rest. We're just going to do one more movement. Okay, so let's come up, one more movement, up to sitting. And let's just lean on your hands next to you, your legs long. Right, so we'll just play with a couple of these things. Let's start with your right leg. Let's bend your right knee out to the side. Slide the right foot under the left. And then can you slide the left under the right? Yeah. Take out the left. Can you bring it on top? Same left foot, that's it. So left foot nails on top. You're gonna take it off. You're gonna slide it underneath. There's underneath. And then you're gonna bring it on top. Okay? Then let's change. So straighten both legs. Let's slide the left underneath first. Then the right comes underneath. And then the right one you'll place on top. And then you'll bring it off and bring it underneath. Right? So this is a lot of twisting, whether it's on top or underneath, in the knees, the ankles, the hips. Right? And then you can see if you can have it on top, can you then come up and grab both of your feet, right, and sit? Well, we're working towards Buddha style. But yeah, this is, hey, good. You guys are coming along. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So that you could play with this at home, like, you know, the just crossing, changing the cross. There's a big difference. And whether it's up, underneath. Okay, back onto your backs. It's coming. It's coming. It is. It's a work in progress. I know. I think we need a year on it. Oh. Okay, so lying on your backs now with your legs long and your arms down by your sides. Just notice how you're making contact now with the floor and what feels different. What shows up to feeling different? And again, sensation, what you feel, totally matters. It's the most important thing. You know, sometimes you almost think you're making it up, you know? Like, because you feel these different things, trust me, you're not making it up. It just means that you're developing a quality of awareness and being able to sense things that you just didn't know you could do before. And when you are aware that you sense differences, then your body and your brain know that you can do things differently now. It's huge. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. And then when you bring your head back to center, just take another moment to think about what was really maybe profound for you today in this lesson. What really stood out for you? Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, eventually bring yourselves to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.